Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
For inside your business, today the question we're asking, are traditional banks still the best option for securing business funding? We're joined in the studio by Nelizani Musumani, Head of Enterprise Development at Business and Commercial Banking, Standard Bank South Africa. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. So when we talk about securing business funding, obviously the different products available to you and different needs. So before we even ask the question, what are the trends? What is the landscape for entrepreneurial access to funding?
Thanks, Tabiso, and good evening to everyone. So access to finance is a need for SMEs. And different SMEs will need different types of funding depending on the stage that they're in within their business. It's very difficult to say what does the landscape look like.
Particularly for entrepreneurs, are you seeing significant changes? Because it's a trial and error thing. Yeah. And depending on whether people are exposed to, you know, information that helps them navigate the waters, some people do get funding and it falls by the wayside, or they actually are able to take it further.
So I think SMEs are getting access to finance, utilizing traditional methods of getting access. So going to your banker, approaching the bank and getting access. But what we are seeing is that there is a big information gap in terms of the types of funding that is available for SMEs and where to go to get access to finance. Banks, I think SMEs will always think banks are the first place to go. But I think the reality is there are challenges that we face in terms of funding some SMEs. You know, we look at risk, we look at affordability. And where we can't fill the gaps, there are other organizations or institutions such as your DFIs, such as your private equity institutions that buy equity or purchase equity in a particular SME. So I think from an information perspective, we do see that there is a lack of understanding from an SME perspective in terms of what are the type of funding solutions available for my business and where do I go to get access to that funding.
So as you say, and I've seen also there are private entities that are entering the fold as well. But the knowing what would be best for you, again, falls into that information gap that you're speaking about. Yeah. So if one had to sit here and think, I've got an idea for a business, or I've been doing this for, and I actually want to grow the business, or I want to go into partnership, what are the best options and why?
Okay. So I would always say approach the bank and explain to them, what is your business? What are you trying to do? And what do you need the funding for? The bank will be able to guide you internally to say, okay, these are the type of products that we have for you. I look at enterprise and supply development, which you might consider non-traditional, right? So if we can't support you from a normal banking process, we can take you through our ESD program and potentially fund you off the back of that program. However, the bank will also tell you, maybe we can't support you, but you might want to consider looking at these type of institutions. And even as banks, we partner as well with different, you know, funding houses as well to help fill the gap where we potentially can't step in.
And so the emergence of, in this case, private equity or venture capital, how is it changing the environment for entrepreneurs?
So I think it's changing the environment in that it's another source of investment for a business, but it's a different type of investment, right? Typically, when you look at venture capitalists, they look at a specific type of business. So either I'm looking at a business that's a startup, or I'm looking at a business that's, you know, in its growth phase and needs funding for investing. So they also have certain criteria that they look at. And before they fund you, they will ask themselves, does this entity meet the criteria that I look at when I'm looking for businesses to invest in? They support as well in that they come into your business, they potentially, you know, take a stake in your business, but they also come with mentorship, with coaching. They walk the journey with you. And I think what we typically do find is, as much as SMEs need access to funding, they also need access to developmental support, right? So what do I need to run my business as optimally as possible? How many employees do I need? Do I need an in-house accountant or do I outsource that? It's typically stuff that many businesses don't consider when they really want to run their business as optimally as possible.
We spoke about pitfalls, red tape, for instance, being one of those. But I want to, from the perspective of somebody who's either new in the business or somebody who's tried something different and they want to go a different route. So what would you advise about the kind of programs that are nurturing at different stages? And I know it's a very broad question, but I think it is important because sometimes the idea that you have as an entrepreneur that if I go this route, that this is the a package that I think is tailored for me because perhaps they apply a deeper gender lens or because you're from a previously disadvantaged background, you believe that that product will, you know, be in concert with what your aspirations are.
So I think we can never underestimate the impact that enterprise and supply development programs have, particularly when we start thinking about businesses that are black owned, that typically would not be able to get access to opportunities, whether it's access to markets, access to funding, or access to resources. For me, if I was an SME, as someone who's in the bank, my advice to SMEs would be look at what enterprise and supply development programs are out there. All corporates run and ESD programs, right? So if you're in retail, if you're in manufacturing, consider big corporates within that sector and approach them and ask them, what are you guys doing for black-owned businesses? How can I get into your ESD program? What is the criteria? And typically they'll have quite a tailored program aimed to address the needs of SMEs that operate within that particular sector. Beyond ESD programs, I think there's merit in approaching some government institutions. Department of Small Business and Development does a lot in terms of supporting businesses. There's also a lot of international development finance institutions that are operating within South Africa. If you look at AFDB, if you look at UNDP, or looking at supporting township businesses, or looking at supporting youth-owned businesses, or looking at supporting women-owned businesses. So it's important to do research, understand the landscape, and then figure out where you fit in as an SME.
And then there's the important distinction, A, of whether or not you actually do need money, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people think they need money.
Yeah.
But then there's also understanding whether you're getting a grant, a loan, angel funding, etc. So without that information, where do you go to get proper guidance on what really is suitable for you? Because I might, as uninitiated as I am to the area I'm going into, I might of my own thinking think that this is the best option for me. But where do you get good advice, good financial advice on whether you need funding, A, and the type of funding?
So I would always say approach your relationship banker. And because I am in Standard Bank, and because from a business and commercial banking perspective, we always say that the relationship starts with the relationship banker and the client. We talk about having a full service offering where you have access to a team of bankers that will sit with you, will understand your needs. And then based on the conversation that you have with them, we'll be able to direct you to the appropriate teams within the bank to solution for your business.
And just finally, turnaround time for when you believe that you're on good footing. And what are the litmus test marks for that?
So good footing in terms of getting access to finance?
Yes.
Okay. So number one, if you can show that your business has been running, generating cash flows, you're very clear in terms of what does market access opportunities look for you, you're very clear in terms of if you were to get access to funding, what would you be utilizing that funding for? that's always a good test to say, once I know all of this, let me approach the bank and then ask for money. And typically, if you have all of the information, you will be able to get access to the funding, either through normal banking or through enterprise and supply development.
And obviously, it's not a one-size-fits-all, but the repayment periods, if it is, for instance, a loan, or the conditions under which you are then granted that funding.
Yeah. It depends on the product. Typically, we have what we call term loans, so those can be anywhere between 3 to 5 years. We also have overdraft facilities where you're actually just getting an overdraft on your current transactional account. We also have asset finance. We also have finance to look at property, which looks at 5 to 10 years from a term perspective. And then we also do grant funding for SMEs. So it really depends on the type of facility you're looking for. Is it a working capital facility? Is it an asset finance facility? Based on that, we'll be able to determine how long that looks like from a term perspective as well as from a repayment perspective.
And just a quick one, because the temptation may be with equity funding, you may not necessarily need to repay the financing. So one would want to look for an easy way out, so to speak. So how do you advise people not to be tempted, entrepreneurs, to say don't go for a particular product just because that's what you see as being the cherry on top?
So typically with equity, they take a portion of your business. So meaning if they take 30%, they're taking 30% of your profits. And I think it's very important to look at the terms and conditions. But with equity investment as well, sometimes they also, after a period of time, they sell you back the investment that they've taken. So you need to consider as a business where you are. Are you looking to expand? Do you think you need to bring in a new investor to get you to where you need to get to? And if that's where you are sitting, then equity investment would be the right option for you. But if you're looking for, you know, money to buy a vehicle, money to buy working capital, that is finance, and typically you would be able to get that from your bank without giving
bank,
away a portion of your business.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. That's Inside Your Business this evening here on Kaya Biz. That's Naledzani Mosumani, Head of Enterprise Development at Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.